life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
This is Here Now with me, Kadambri Raghukumar. And in this episode of the podcast, I go behind the scenes at WOMAD to talk to two performers there pushing their craft and their cultures. Lady Shaka, Pacifica DJ, and Pongo, the Angolan Kuduro singer.
So when I was a little kid, my main influences were hip-hop, music, hip-hop culture, and also Bollywood. Everything was Bollywood.
That's Lady Shaka.
For real, my favourite song was Duma Chale when I was a little kid. Like, I was that girl, like... It was hip hop done, and then it was like, oh my god, it's Rani Mukherjee, like, done. That was my childhood growing up.
You're not just saying that because I'm Indian.
No, like, my mum used to take me to the Mandir when I was a little kid, because I'd be like, can you take me to Mandir? Can we go to Diwali? Blah, 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 blah.
So no, she's not just professing her love for Bollywood because I'm Indian. She can pretty much relate to a whole bunch of cultures, actually. And that's what's wild about what she's been doing, pulling from her Cape Verdean, Tahitian, Samoan and Maori ancestry to serve up this total mix on the international club scene.
For me, being able to identify with all those different cultures is beautiful to me because it's like I get to go to different countries and be like, I got family here, you know, or look how beautiful our cultures and how different they are, but also how they still kind of interconnected as well. I was born in Whanganui, so all my family grew up in Whanganui, but I was brought up in Auckland. We listened to like Miriam Makeba, Te Waka, island music. It was a mixture, and that's why I think I have such an eclectic sound, is because I grew up around so much different ethnic music, and my favourite genres were always genres that weren't like mainstream, you know?
A big jump to the UK a couple of years ago was sort of what became a springboard for Shaka, who started off chasing dreams of being a dancer.
I actually never wanted to move to London. I didn't even want to travel there. I wanted to move to France. And I went there, and I went to like stay with my family, and they were like, look, you don't have good enough French to get a good job here, you should move to London, like set your expectations, because then it's not going to be that hard, you can come and visit us. So I did that. Actually, when I was a kid, America was where I wanted to move to become like Beyonce's backup dancer or Rihanna's backup dancer, you know?
You know, it's no surprises there, right?
For real.
You created a niche for yourself. Did you find that you were challenged by that situation, or did you find that this is where I belong?
I think when I first started DJing in London, it was more so like, I want to play at lit parties, have fun, and, you know, be with my community. And that was what it was for a while, being with, like, other POC, you know, queer community, and the uplifting energy you get in those spaces when your own community like, I love her, that's my sis, you know? And that's how it started off. But when I came back to Aotearoa, it's completely different because ethnically I'm from here, and also there are so many other Māori, so many other Pacifica who relate to me. So that was kind of where it started to foster this new sound, and I went back to the UK. And I guess when you're in the UK and you're so far away from your culture, you miss it so much. Yeah. And that's when I started creating these spaces where Pacifica and Māori who grew up in the UK or who lived abroad in the UK could come and, you know, celebrate our culture together. And it was incredible to like actually be like, oh my god, I've just met like 50 Fijians at our event tonight, amazing, you know, that are UK born. So all those little moments have kind of like created, been a part of creating that sound and creating that vibe and that energy and that culture, and the space where we can all, you know, be like, wow, this is Pacific sound, this is Pacific culture, but in an electronic way. First time I performed with drummers and other live musicians and dancers on stage was Explore. And I was so, so nervous because I had just come back from Brazil, and we were like, let's rehearse, we need to rehearse. I haven't actually rehearsed with everyone together in the space. So it was very fast turnaround because I was back-to-back gigging, and then it was like into Explore. And I was really nervous because I had to curate the performance. It wasn't just me DJing and you just do what you want on stage. It was like, we need to have some choreography. You come in at this point, I will turn around and look at you and wink at you, and that's your turn to come on stage. So it was like a lot of
probably
that.
Orchestrating, feeding
energy on stage. And I was nervous about that. But it all worked out, and like I felt like the energy from the ancestors just flowed on that stage, and it was incredible. And I think, yeah, I think it's prepared me more to be like, this is what my performances can be, and this is where I want them to be, and I want to continue taking that kind of show around the world.
Do you feel a lot of pressure?
So yeah, it always feels like there is sometimes pressure, you know, being like, especially when I go to lineups and I'm like the only Māori or the only Islander on the lineups. And I've said this literally on mics at festivals, being like, book other people from my community. There's so much talent there, you know. There's so much talent in New Zealand, in Aotearoa, in Australia, you know, across the Pacific. It's a humongous region. So don't make me be the only like tick box for the diversity of the lineup. Like, there's so many other incredible people out there.
Shaka may have put aside a uni scholarship for a bit while chasing this other dream now, but there's no regret there.
Maybe one day I might want to go back and study something, but for this time at the moment, I'm enjoying what I'm really enjoying what I do, and it's doing what I love to do. And there was a lot of struggle to get there at the beginning, like doing jobs that you really don't like, knocking on people's doors trying to sell them food. Like, the struggle was real when I first moved to London, but looking back on that and then being like, I finally made it here, like, is all the difference for me. You have to work hard so that when you get to the place you want to be at, like, you're grateful and it makes sense, you know.
This idea of going all out to rep your culture, or in Lady Shaka's case, cultures, runs strong in performers like Pongo too, who was a highlight at WOMAD this year.
It's important we know where we come from to know where we want to go.
Pongo's Angolan, based in Lisbon, and WOMAD has been her first time here in New Zealand.
We need to share our story, our culture, our ancestry, because many Angolan people around the world want and need to know where we come from. Yeah. In the end of the day, that we want to be free and happy and good with ourselves, you know? And when we discover more about ourselves from our culture, is making life more easy.
So Angola became independent from Portugal in the early 60s, and over the next few decades, thousands of Angolans moved to Portugal, many during the years of the civil war back home. They now form the country's second largest group of immigrants from Africa.
I moved to Portugal when I was 8 years old. Mm. The school there and the integration to Portuguese society was not really easy. And it's something that makes us more like back to know more about our story and close to the ancestry.
Kuduro music was sort of born during and after the civil war in Angola, and it's an infectious, pulsating, about 140 beats a minute vibe, mixing sample beats and traditional Angolan drums and sometimes accordion even, and heavily centered on the dance.
I like Thailand, and when I start making music in Portugal and sharing my culture from Angola with Kuduro music, was something that make me more close to my town, my land. As an immigrant in Lisbon, we miss home. And I found music as Kuduro style in Lisbon from Angola, discovered like, okay, my people, I have many, many people of my land here. And make me happy and more close to my land. And when I started my solo project like 6 years ago, and fighting long time to building my solo project, it's make me really felt that big responsibility to represent my culture, sharing my language from Angola, Kimbundu. I just speak some words, and this responsibility make me want to learning more and more from my language, from Angola. In 2-3 years, I'm pretty sure that I will grow more as a person, as a woman, as a mom, as a human. So in 2-3 years, with my music, if I keep doing music, and I hope so, I think I'm gonna have more to share. That's it. And I will have more to receive, more and more knowledge, you know. This is my goal. The freedom is knowledge. If you have knowledge, you are free.
WOMAD's Pacifica DJ Lady Shaka and Angolan Kuduro performer Pongo there. My name's Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I bring you stories from people from all around the world who live here in New Zealand. If you'd like to hear more stories like this, follow Here Now on all your favourite podcast platforms, and you can also find us on the RNZ website. Today's episode was mixed by Jeremy Ansell, and I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.